This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mehboobnagar in Telangana later this afternoon and dedicate to the nation several developmental projects. The Prime Minister will also lay foundation stones for some other projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees. These projects are related to road and rail infrastructure, education, health, energy and electricity. The Prime Minister will reach Mehboobnagar this afternoon via Hyderabad. He will dedicate to the nation the new railway line between Jakaler Krishna, built on Munirabad Mehboobnagar section at a cost of 505 crore rupees, and inaugurate Kachiguda Raichur Kachiguda demu train service and the four-lane highway between Suryapet Khammam, built at a cost of 2457 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will visit Nizamabad in Telangana on Tuesday. He will inaugurate some projects and dedicate a few others worth 8,021 crore rupees. People across the country are taking part in a mega cleanliness drive today on the clarion call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He has appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. In the last Mann Ki Baat program, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, urging people to join hands to take out time for a mega cleanliness drive today. Citizens from all walks of life are taking part in cleaning activities at public places. BJP President J.P. Nadda and Union Minister Meenakshi Lekhi and other leaders participated in Swachhata Abhiyan in the national capital. Over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for Shramdan from urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. In this unique initiative, Indian Army, Navy and Air Force personnel have also joined hands with civilians to clean various sites. IMD has issued a red alert for Konkan and Goa for today. IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall at most places and heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in South Konkan, as well as moderate rainfall at most places with heavy rainfall at isolated places in North Konkan. For Goa, the IMD has said that light to moderate rainfall at most places with heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places is expected. IMD has also issued a red alert for rain for Sindhudurg district of Maharashtra for the next 48 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased in the Kunur bus accident in Tamil Nadu. Those injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Mr. Modi said he is pained by the loss of lives due to an accident near Kunur in the Nilgiris. He also prayed that the injured recover soon. Yesterday, 8 people were killed and 42 were injured when a tourist bus fell into a gorge at Kunur Nilgiris, Tamil Nadu. Dr. Mohammad Muizu of the opposition PPM-PNC coalition has won the presidential elections in Maldives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated and extended greetings to Dr. Muizu. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India remains committed to strengthening the time-tested India-Maldives bilateral relationship and cooperation in the Indian Ocean region. A populist pro-Moscow party led by former PM Robert Fico has won Slovakia's parliamentary elections with almost all votes counted. The Smer SST party had a clear lead with almost 24% of the vote despite exit polls suggesting victory by a liberal centrist party. Smer has pledged an immediate end to military support for Ukraine. The US government has avoided a federal shutdown after both House and Senate agreed on a short-term funding deal. A bill that keeps the government funded until 17th November but includes no new aid for Ukraine was approved in the Senate by 88 votes to 9. President Joe Biden signed it into law minutes before the midnight deadline. On day 8 of the ongoing Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, India added one more gold and two silver medals to its kitty, taking the overall medal tally to 41 this morning. The latest gold came in the men's trap team shooting event. The Indian contingent, consisting of Kianan Darius Chennai, Zoravar Singh Sandhu and Prithviraj Tondaiman, helped India bag 361 points, which was enough to claim spot in the team event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.